We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is a Locker Room Production.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Spotify Green Room. I almost mispronounced something else, but no, we're on Spotify Green Room right now. So what's going on, guys? I'm here with my man, Pierre. Pierre, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, bro. What's up with you?
You see the sky right now? What's that?
Yeah, it's kind of cold, bro. I just went out, got some food.
This sunset's badass, though.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's going away now, but sheesh. Okay. What's up? All right. Leo's in here. We got a full house right now. Eli's in here. What's up, Eli? Last day of school for you. So, okay. With this locker room, or this green room, sorry. Today we'll be talking about a few topics. Obviously, this is the dead time of football right now. Not really much to talk about as far as the football side. And it's too early to do season reviews and season predictions, all that stuff right now. So, with it being this time, we could talk about some Lions rumors that's been kind of going around and some stuff with Kelvin Johnson. So, Pierre, what exactly is going on with Kelvin Johnson and the Lions? And, you know, obviously this isn't new news, but it's reoccurring again. So, you know, update the listeners. Why is Kelvin Johnson reoccurring in Lions news again? And Malcolm will be joining us very soon, too. I forgot to mention that.
Yes. So with Kelvin Johnson, I believe he was on Woodward Sports Network, right?
Yeah.
He said that he requested a trade or whatever, and the Lions didn't grant him. But I think what it is at this point is he just wants his money, right? He keeps taking shots at the organization. I think he just wants to collect the money, his money, that he deserves to get back. What was it, like around $1 million, $2 million?
Mm-hmm. I think it was $1 million.
Yeah, something like that. So I don't think he's going to stop until they give him that money, and I don't blame him.
Do you think even if he gets it now, he would care?
Yeah, bro, he would care. It's $1 million.
Like, you know what I'm saying, but it's – $1 million to us, or $1 million to us compared to $1 million to Kelvin Johnson is a significant difference.
Right, but they're making progress, right? Didn't they say that?
Do you think if they did it right now, like in 2021, the Lions gave Kelvin Johnson his money, like you think he would be okay with the organization at that point? Like, do you think that's the only thing that's setting him back right now?
There's probably maybe some other things they're probably discussing. I don't know, bro, but as long as he gets his money, like the respect, get his money, maybe retire his number, right?
Yeah.
Do those kind of things for him.
It's not even all that. Like, it's like, I feel like if he gets the money now, it's just like pity. Like, you know, it's like, here, you know, like we went through this whole feud with you, but here's your money now, which it would be, what, 5 years late? Because he retired in 2016. So I don't know. I feel like he retired in 2015, so 6 years now. So, I don't know. Yeah. I just feel like even if they did pay him now, like, and they try to, because I don't know what the Lions, like, side, like, with, you know, the front office and all that, but, like, I know the Lions social media team is, like, almost trying to kind of rekindle this Kelvin Johnson connection where they'll post more highlights about him and, you know, embrace him, which obviously deservedly so, because one of the greatest receivers in NFL history, if arguably not the best receiver in NFL history. I don't know. It's just like, it's just a tough, it's tough because, like, put yourself in a real life situation. Like, let's say I owed you $100, Pierre, and it took me 5 years to pay you back. Like, would you even want my $100 at that point? Or it's like, why did it take you 5 years to pay me back? Like, you know what
100,
I mean?
The 100 is different than a mil. I think another thing they could do with Calvin is, like, give him, like, a role with the organization. You know, like, how they did that with Barry Sanders?
Yeah,
like with Barry.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we got some breaking news in here. Not with the football side, but Malcolm Hart is in the building. What's up, Malcolm?
Woo! Man, what's going on, guys? Yo,
what's up, Malcolm?
Green room is crazy. There's like a billion rooms. When you sent me the invite, I was like, all right, where do I go?
I know. I mean,
this thing,
I give kudos,
this thing
to this
blew
app.
Up.
Yeah, no, this app is popping. This app is popping. And I already made the mistake and called it Locker Room, which my mistake.
Yeah, no,
but
we're in Green Room.
We're in Spotify green room. So
Spotify.
All right, so Malcolm, I want to kick it off to you now. So we're just talking about Calvin Johnson and
CJ.
You know, he went on Woodward Sports and was basically just saying, you know, the Lions connection is getting better, but it's still not fully rekindled and it's not really even necessarily close yet. So what's your thoughts on all the Calvin Johnson situation going on right now?
Man, it's tough, man, because you know, hearing that he wanted to be released, that's tough. I kind of figured like he was going through a lot because the Lions were losing.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was to the point that he wanted out. I thought he retired because of injuries and it got the best of him and he couldn't play at the level that he could play no more. That's why I thought he retired. But it looks like all the rumors is true. Every time somebody say, oh yeah, you guys didn't want that CJ go. So that's why he retired. And I was like, yo, go to hell. So it's true now. Now it's true because he actually admitted to it. So that's tough, man.
And I'm looking at the comments, and I was just saying this. It was before you joined, Malcolm. I was saying, like, if the Lions, let's say hypothetically, just paid him back right now, like, do you even think that rekindles the connection? I feel like it's just too late at this point. Like, it's like pity at that point. Like, what's your thoughts on that?
I mean, yes and no. The reason why is because there was the different ownership, different regime that didn't pay him his money.
Right.
Well, it was. Yeah, it was Martha at the time.
It was Martha, but if it's you know, now we have a new owner. Now it's Sheila. Sheila looks like she wants to repair that damaged relationship.
Yeah.
So it's coming. Like if this is coming from Martha, I'll be like, "Yo, Martha, you take that money and you take it with you."
Yeah.
So you know where.
Yeah. but kind of playing devil's advocates right here. It's like Sheila. Yeah, this is technically her first year of like having a higher role in the organization, but she's always been with the organization in some way capacity. Like she was.
Like it's not like she's. Why Martha was just like so into it. She was like, no, let's not pay him.
Yeah, like we don't know. We don't know what's going inside.
You know what I think that was, bro? I think that was the Patriots guys. I think that was Bob Quinn because that's the way they did stuff in New England.
Exactly. Like, I think it was Bob Quinn.
Everyone is treated the same, regardless. If you leave, we're taking your money. If you're a star, if you're not a star, whatever it is, we're recouping that signing bonus.
I mean, it's possible.
It's the Patriot way.
It wouldn't shock me if, like, I mean, Quinn obviously probably, I mean, I'm not going to say he did or didn't, but I wouldn't be shocked if he persuaded and said, you know, we're not paying
this
guy. That's
where
it came from. Retired,
it had to come from them.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It does make sense, but, like, you know, obviously, we'll never know the full the details to it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's crazy, man. The whole situation is crazy. I just think it's absurd, dude. It's Calvin Johnson, and when you talk about a $1 million to the Ford family, it's like comparing what's $1 million to the Ford family? $100 to us? Like $100 is still a lot of money, but like it's definitely replaceable for a guy like Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, like look how the Indianapolis Colts handled.
I was just gonna say,
what's his name?
Andrew Luck.
Yeah, look how they handled Andrew Luck. Is Andrew Luck gonna be a Hall of Famer? Is he a Hall of Famer?
I mean,
I don't know.
It's close. I think Kelvin's definitely. Well, he already made it, but like I think
he already made the Hall of Famer.
But like
he's
I
Hall
think like, Kelvin, like when he was playing, you already knew he was gonna be a Hall of Famer. Like Andrew Luck still had proving to do, and obviously he retired early. I think if he continued, he would have been a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But, I wouldn't be shocked if Andrew Luck's a Hall of Famer, but I think like what you're saying is like it's not 100% he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. So, but look how they treated him and CJ. You know, he's a Hall of Famer. You know, he's a Hall of Famer. He did wonders for his organization. You know, on his own. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's just ridiculous. This is a ridiculous situation, and they should have took care of this a long time ago. I don't even know why why it dragged out this long, but
it is absurd. I mean, on Calvin's side too, it's just getting a bit annoying as well. I can see why the fan base does get frustrated with him. I'm not one of those people that dislikes Calvin Johnson, but like, you know, when you keep taking consistent jabs at the organization, I understand it, but it is really hard to defend the Ford family in this circumstances because, I mean, it's just not right. It's just not right. It's just like morally not right to pay a guy that helped you win so many games. Like I know you can make, you know, the other side that he retired on you early, but like, I don't know, man, it's Calvin freaking Johnson. And they just didn't account to him.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, we saw Calvin retire early.
Yeah.
Do you think this the same situation happened to Barry Sanders?
With money or him wanting out?
I don't think as far as him wanting out, and they just said no.
No,
he said,
I think on the show that like he again Calvin was on that he was being interviewed on with Sims. I think they asked him, and Calvin actually said, yeah, the same situation happened with Barry as well. With I think he was about to go to Miami and play the Dolphins at the time. Like, that's where he would have gone.
I'm not sure about that. I haven't heard anything about that. But
I mean, yeah, right now it's just a rumor, but, you know, that's what people say. People say, oh, yeah, we lost Barry because we were terrible. He wanted out. We said no. He said, you guys go to hell. I'm retiring. And now it looks like that's what happened to Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes you think. Like, I'm just throwing this out there. What if the Lions denied Matthew Stafford's trade request this year?
He would retire.
They wouldn't do that. It's a new regime. You can't do that.
No, no, I'm just saying. What if?
I mean, retire. What if, bro? Like, we're playing like, right.
Would he be gone? Like, would he retire right now?
Yeah, I think he would.
I think he would, too, honestly.
And I don't know. That's a tough question.
I mean, obviously, like, it is tough. And he ended up getting his request. They traded him. They did it perfectly. The way they handled the Matthew Stafford situation, perfect. And the way the Stafford handled the, you know, the whole Lions thing, perfect. He was a true, you know, pro about it. Everything was great about the situation. There's nothing wrong about that situation with Stafford and the Lions. And that's where it gives you the hope that maybe, like, they can rekindle this. But they handled that situation perfectly. But it just makes you wonder, like, what if Matthew Stafford, who was obviously a big-time star just as Calvin and Barry was, what if he, you know, obviously asked out, would Stafford retire if they said, no, we're not trading you? You could either retire or you're a Detroit Lion, which is basically what they said to Calvin.
I mean, I think he would have retired. I mean, it's not uncommon. Like, Carson Palmer did it to get out of the Bengals.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I could see Stafford just saying that's it.
Gronk.
I don't want to get into Gronk because Gronk, he played the retired card so many damn times to get what he wants.
Like, all right, you guys want to go into our next topic?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, so the Lions, they released Jonathan Adams. They actually signed a wide receiver. Let me get his name. I have it right here.
Pierre, a lot of people are saying who right now? Who the hell is Jonathan Adams?
Jonathan Adams
is an undrafted free agent who was a fan favorite.
Ooh, Mike Jones.
Fan favorite.
Like, in the pre-draft process. Yeah, bro, go look at my comments on my post. People were freaking out.
Yeah, they
fan
were.
Fan favorite?
To be honest, a lot of people liked Jonathan Adams.
Yeah.
A lot of people liked Adams.
But anyways, they signed Chad Henson. Henson played with Goff at Cal, and then last year with the Texans in five games, he had 17 receptions, 236 yards, and a touchdown. So I think he's like a good wide receiver five, wide receiver six, maybe, Pierre, if he makes the team.
Pierre, let me ask you, do you know much about him? Because, man, the what I'm hearing about him is that he is dirt slow. Now, I haven't seen
Chad
him in action.
Hansen?
Yeah, I haven't seen him in action. I haven't even looked at tape. Do you know much about him?
Anybody he's actually faster. Him? He's faster than Jonathan Adams. He's not he's like faster? As slow as I. He ran a 4.54, so he's not like. Oh. I don't know who said he's slow. When Will Fuller went down, he actually stepped up. I believe like in the last game, he had like over 100 yards or 100 yards or something like that.
Okay.
So he he's also like a Texans fan favorite. Like the Texans fans wanted him, but they got rid of him. So
sucks for them.
man, what helps though? Like he also works out with Goff, like in the off season at LA. So, like,
yeah.
That reminds me. When Stafford had Chris Durham. Remember him?
Yeah,
kind of. Yeah, that's a good comparison, sort of. Like Stafford, Durham, Goff, Hanson. I think Hanson's a little better than Durham, though.
Probably is. Yeah, probably is. Yeah. Jonathan Adams, man, what happened? Because I was hearing nothing but good news about Jonathan Adams. Like every time they brought up like a shining person out of that undrafted free agent class, the first thing that popped up was Jonathan Adams. So I'm kind of confused on why he got released. Why they axed him?
I mean, maybe he didn't learn the playbook.
He was undrafted.
I don't know, bro. We're at the point where we're talking about undrafted free agents.
Undrafted free agents.
What are we doing here?
Man, you know where
you know what's interesting, though? They had a roster spot open and they released him. So that roster spot, yeah, I smell Todd Gurley. I hope it's not. I hope it's a safety. But what would your thoughts be based on Gurley?
It's not going to be no safety. I think it's going to be Todd Gurley.
I guess Todd Gurley had an interview with the Ravens, so it's not like the Lions are the only team that was somewhat interested.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. I mean, if we get Todd Gurley, it is what it is, man. I just don't see us getting a safety right now because they haven't even talked about any safeties.
Yeah, at least
there's some good ones out there. I mean, your boy. How is he not signed beyond me?
Me and Tyler have been on that train for a while. But Lee did mention they do have a receiver named Victor Bolden who was like on the practice squad last year.
And he's been shining.
He's looked good. So that's another
special
guy to
teams.
Watch.
He could
add
special teams. He could even be in the returner category right now too. He's probably competing in that spot as well.
Competition as well.
So Bolden gives you a lot more versatility than a Jonathan Adams, which is just probably an outside receiver. Or maybe he can play probably both this line outside. Yeah.
If you had to take a guess of one surprise person to make this roster, is it Victor Bolden or is it somebody else?
Oh.
Do you put Victor Bolden ahead of Tom Kennedy? I like Tom Kennedy for a long time, man.
Tom Kennedy's also in that special teams spot as well for the kick returner and punt returner spot, I would assume, as well. I feel like Khalif Raymond will end up winning that spot, though, probably as the season goes on. My bold prediction for a roster spot. That's tough.
Bold prediction for a roster spot?
Like last year was Matt Nelson. One guy. Like, Matt Nelson was that guy last year.
Yeah, Matt Nelson. Nobody gets that shit.
Like, I'm trying to think who could be that guy this year.
Surprise. You don't think it's going to be Victor Bolden?
I got one.
Who
do you got?
Jaylen Elliott, the safety last year who was out of
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's a good one.
All special teams versatility as well, so.
Yeah, that one definitely makes sense.
I don't know.
How many wide receivers are they keeping?
I'd say five, probably.
How many do they usually keep? Is it like, what, five or six?
It depends. You realistically
only need five. Because you're gonna make one of them a healthy scratch anyways on game.
But the most would probably keep is
six.
What, six?
Well, I think they said this year too. They're applying the same rules as they applied last year with like the IRs and the practice squad.
And the practice squad call ups.
Yeah, I don't think they made it official, but I read something about like they're probably gonna do that.
Are they keeping? You could be like over 3 years in the NFL squad now.
Okay, yeah, it gives veterans a chance too.
I like that, man. I hated that last year. Or not last year, like years previous, how like you had to only have 3 years or fewer to be a practice squad player. It's like, come on.
It was weird. It was a weird guideline they had for practice squad. Like they can only play like six, they got to have less than six starts or some shit like that. It was weird.
Yeah. I hated the old IR rules too. I think they're keeping the one they had last year. It's like
short-term IR. Yep.
Yeah, the short-term IR is so much better. When you have to place a guy and you can't have him come back for another 8 weeks, and you can only activate one guy off IR too. That was whack.
Yeah, that was awful. Yeah, I like the new rules. Yeah,
that was brutal.
Like
now, guys,
like you should be able to activate as many guys as you want, in my opinion.
Yep. So the Lions have a roster spot open. I'm just going to name you some players. Just say yes or no.
Okay.
Trey Boston.
No. Oh, wait. I'm playing. Yes.
Sure.
Tyler. Okay. Malik Hooker.
Sure.
Fuck. No. Hell no.
Okay. Kenny Vaccaro.
Sure. I'm down for any safety at this point.
Trey. What's
Malik Trey Hooker's Turner, not going to be here. He'll sign, and I guarantee he'll be injured by week three.
Damn, bro. All right. What about Trey Turner?
Guard? I am not against anything right now. Sure.
All right. Now ready for this. Golden Tate.
Yeah, sure.
That'd sure. be cool if he. That'd be cool if he came back.
I could wear my jersey again. Sure, even better.
That'd be fun if he come back as a different number.
They probably would be.
That's what fucking Derek Rose
That's
is.
That's all I got for now. So they have one wire spot open. What would you like? Which player would you sign? Either someone I named or someone I didn't name. Give me who you would sign.
I think whoever it is at that point, out of any of those guys, I don't think any of them are damn near close to a roster spot locked. Yes,
or starter. None of them are going to be starters.
I honestly wouldn't be. I'm more appealed to see maybe some of these young guys just get opportunity in camp and preseason, see some UDFAs. Maybe they could shine at the safety position. Maybe Jalen Elliott takes over that spot. That'd be cool.
I personally wouldn't care if he just saved that roster spot.
I'd rather see Jalen Elliott make the team than Kenny Vaccaro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'd rather see a young guy make the team and beat out a veteran than having. Even though I love the guy, I'd rather have Jalen Elliott over Trey Boston for a year and let him get the opportunity.
Oh, you would.
I mean, what does a veteran do for this team right now? I mean, unless besides bringing leadership and experience, but
experience.
I think it'd be more fun to watch a younger guy play than Trey Boston. Maybe you have something in Jalen Elliott. With Trey Boston, it's more than likely a one-year deal, and you're probably not bringing him back in 2022.
No, there's no way in hell they're bringing him back in 2022. Trey Boss is a guy who doesn't he live off of 1 year deals?
Yeah. And he was with the Panthers for a while, but he was signing 1 year deals every year with them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know, man. It's just I don't know. I don't care what they use that last
Would you guys be excited from Todd Gurley? I have no excitement for that.
No, not I would not excited, be excited.
But just maybe cool. leadership. Yeah, I mean his knees are gone, bro. He averaged 3.5 yards a carry last year. I think it's more of a leadership role.
I mean, is that you wouldn't even be a guaranteed roster spot to make the 53?
Yeah, and the reason why he's still out there, he wants too much probably, because he visited the Ravens, like Tyler said earlier, and the Lions, I think Dan Campbell said, we're not going to sweat it if we don't get him. They're not we need this guy, you know?
Oh, yeah. If anything,
they did mention they want him.
Yeah.
They want him, but he kind of said, we're not going to overpay for a guy. I forgot how he said it.
I think if anything, I'd be more excited if the Lions went the direction when they do the training camp cuts after the preseason. I think there'll be more names that'll be interesting for the Lions at that point than what we have right now.
Or the waiver wire?
I think the waiver wire will be a lot more interesting for the Lions, and they can scrap up some veterans that way rather than doing what they have right now. I mean, it doesn't hurt bringing a veteran right now just to be a camp body and let him compete, but I think you have a better shot of getting a legitimate player that help you more in 2021 than the guys we just listed.
Yeah.
I think Golden Tate would be really cool, though. I think Golden Tate would be a lot of fun, though. I know
we found J.D. McKissic on the waiver wire. He was pretty good. They found Romeo Okwara. Obviously, he's the best pass rusher on
That's
the
what I'm
right
saying.
Now.
I'd rather do that approach than sign Trey Boston or Kenny Vaccaro or something like that.
Yeah, that's fair.
So,
you could trade a late round pick for a guy who hasn't worked out, a 6th-7th round pick for a younger
dude. Example I got for you, the Lions did this a couple of years ago. They traded, do you guys remember Johnson Benamhosi to the Patriots for a 6?
Yeah.
They could do something like that.
Shoot.
They trade for Elijah Lee too.
I completely forgot about that guy.
Not Elijah Lee.
They just signed Elijah
from the Niners. Who's that dude?
Pass rusher from the Niners.
Remember they sent the 7th round pick for him?
Oh,
Elijah Lee?
No,
the other one. He was a Jack. He played at Jack. Damn it.
He's a linebacker?
He was a Jack linebacker. Remember when DK got hurt, he stepped up and he got a couple sacks and he was a fan favorite?
San Francisco.
Remember that linebacker, bro? The pass rusher?
What is his name?
Oh, shit.
You sure it wasn't a D lineman? Or was it a Jack linebacker?
It was. Okay. This is frustrating me. Eli Harold.
Yeah, Eli Harold.
Eli Harold. Eli Harold.
Thank
yeah.
You. Yeah, that's how I was thinking about it. I think they sent the 6th or 7th round pick for him. It actually was a good trade on.
I liked Eli. I liked Eli Harold.
Yeah, Eli Harold was a solid player.
He someone said in the comments. Did that guy say in the comments before me? I swear to look at this comment. I that just came out of the top of my ass.
Oh, thanks, Lee. Yeah, thanks, Lee. Yeah, Lee said it in the
Thank
comments.
Thank you, Lee.
Yeah, Eli Harold. He was solid, man. I liked Eli.
Yeah. So if they could like find some type of safety like that, maybe via trade or whatever.
I'm excited, man. I'm so excited we can go to training camp this year. Hope the Lions get some joint practices with their preseason opponents because you see some sleepers in there. It's actually really fun. And like if you see them get cut, it's like you have like the optimism. Maybe you bring them in. Like maybe they do something. And that guy for me was a couple years Romeo. And like look at him now.
Oh yeah, you did tell us like, this kid from the Giants like was good, and then then you wanted the Lions to pick him up, and they did. So
I was pumped what they got. I remember Lions fans were pissed because they released Anthony Zettel for him.
Yeah.
So
Zettel's out of the league now, or he's like bouncing from.
It's like with the Vikings right now.
Yo, Zettel, Anthony Zettel.
Yeah, the guy that can tackle the tree.
He's training in boxing right now.
Anthony Zettel.
Anthony Zettel. I'm talking about he has technique. Follow his IG and watch his stories.
You see him tackle a tree?
He's putting in work in the boxing gym right now.
You see him tackle a tree?
I can see him doing one of those exhibitions. I mean, you know, who knows?
Why don't you go up against Anthony Zettel?
Why do I go against Anthony Zettel?
Why? Why not? Do it.
I mean, if he could cut weight.
Yeah.
Challenge him, Malcolm.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I'm going to it right now. I'm going to call him out until he answers.
Say, I could tackle a tree better than you. All right, what's the question up here?
All right, so Lee said, do you guys think the Vikings trade Daniil Hunter, they're not close to deal? Well, they actually like gave him like a big signing bonus this year. They converted his salary, and I think they added some money to his deal. Like they took it from last year and added it to this year. Kind of like how the Patriots did with Gilmore last year. Now, Gilmore's kind of upset because he's only making $7 million this year. Mm-hmm. So I'd say right now they're going to keep him next year. That's where you have that discussion. Like, do you trade him? Do you extend him?
The Vikings are weird, man. They're so stuck right now.
Yeah. They like, also basically told Kirk Cousins, we don't believe in you.
Like, they're not good enough and they're not bad enough. Like, they're just right in the middle. Like, they're not good enough for Super Bowl, but they're not bad enough for, like, a top five pick.
That's
a tough situation for them. They're like the
That's
Lions
tough.
A couple of years ago, honestly. Like the Caldwell Lions, I would say.
Yeah.
Like they have a chance to win the division, but you just don't know what, like, are they going to get over that hump? I just don't think they will. I just don't think they can get over that hump.
It's tough, man. I don't understand. They have almost everything. Is their offensive line shaky? Like, what is the problem?
Yeah, their offensive line's like, it's like whatever. They've invested to the offensive line. Like a lot.
Hell of a running game, hell of a receiving core, nice tight end.
I wouldn't say hell of a receiving core. They got a hell of a duo.
Yeah, hell of a duo.
After that, it's garbage.
I mean, that's all you really need. If you have a really good duo, I mean.
But one goes down, it's Chad Beebe.
Yeah, that's true. But then you still have your 1,000, you still have a 1,000-yard receiver.
Yeah, but then you put more coverage on that 1,000-yard receiver, and it's
Chad
Beebe.
But then you start throwing to Irv Smith Jr., okay, God damn it. You know,
Irv Smith is nice.
Well, the thing with the Vikings is, like, their O-line, like Lee said, it's not the best O-line. They're an injury. Like, Dalvin Cook has dealt with injuries before. He goes down, their offense kind of takes a hit. Like, their offense is built around Cook. It's not built around Cousins. It's like on that play-action game.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, any more questions? Or if you guys don't have any questions, we're going to end this.
We'll be back, though, later this week, though, for sure.
Yeah, every Monday on Friday, we'll be on Spotify, and then during the season, we're going to change up the schedule a little. We'll let you know.
Yeah, for sure.
For those of you that don't know, Locker Room rebranded to Spotify. That's why we're calling it Spotify. So thanks for all coming, and I'm out. Peace.
Peace, guys.
Yep, I'm out. Peace.